A photography award sent Tier 2 Weepapoo off on the road to a new country and a career as an artist. Born in Soviet-occupied Estonia, Weepapoo now works out of New York City. But she's not left her homeland in her work. Her exhibition, East Southeast, features 25 photographs taken throughout Estonia and the U.S. The University Gallery's Jason Judd is the curator, and he says the photos blend together in a shared human condition and a sense of fortitude in the face of disaster.
When you walk around the exhibition, you see a variety of photos. You see portraits, you see landscapes, you see very kind of dark and brooding voyeuristic photos as well. So it looks like she is kind of covering a lot of this area. But what you don't see is the real sense of recovery and fortitude that she's looking for. And you might ask yourself, how is she graphing those words and that concept onto maybe that landscape or onto those people? And I think it comes from her own history and her own sense of fortitude, being an immigrant from Estonia, growing up in the Soviet Union, coming here on a...
She had a one-way ticket. That was flying blind and with a lot of hope into an American life.
Flying blind. Growing up in the Soviet era, you know, she won a photography award and used that money to fly to the United States, where she found herself in Northern Illinois, then Chicago, and then relocated to New York. That kind of perseverance that she had, that kind of life experience, really affords her the ability to find people who maybe have that same sense of fortitude, those places that maybe exude that same sense of fortitude or recovery that she knows herself.
So I'm looking over your shoulder. Let's walk over here to this photograph. And I see, you know, there's a sense of resilience in a woman sitting in a landscape. There's a rather unattractive housing or some sort of blocks behind you. I'm pretty sure that's Estonia because that doesn't look like Rockford or Chicago or anything. True. But and then there's this ripped up part of the landscape where it looks like there might have been some sort of strip mining or something going on. And here we have this woman who'd ridden her bike to this location and is now sunbathing. Mm-hmm. And amidst all this ugliness, quite frankly, which actually also has a sort of strange beauty with the lines of the rock and that sort of thing, we have this interesting woman out sunbathing.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite pieces in the exhibition. Yeah, and you are correct, this is in Estonia. When I first saw this image, the first thing that came to my mind was a very famous painting called Christina's World from Andrew White.
Yes, Andrew White, yeah.
And that depicts a woman in this farmland kind of reaching back for the farmhouse, and that woman had polio, and Andrew White talked about her kind of fortitude and her challenges as a human being, where people saw her life as almost worthless, right? And even aesthetically, the picture is set up like that. And instead of that female protagonist reaching back for a farmhouse, the sunbather is looking up into the sky with her hands clasping her face and kind of bathing in the sunshine. And instead of a farmhouse, you know, it's these Soviet-style apartment blocks that are back there. So it's not this longing to go back there, but this reprieve maybe from the challenges of everyday life.
Let's take a look at some of the other photographs that we have in this show. And there's one over here, a smaller photograph. Looks like the side of a building, and there's a shrub with just a few flowers next to it. And what looks like, I'm really hoping that's not a dead body, just some guy having a nap. And there's another photo next to it of somebody lying next to what looks like a deserted shelter of some sort. What is she saying with these photographs, with the bodies?
These two pieces are another interesting example about how her photography works and the dualism that you find either inside of the single photograph or the combination relationship between the two sitting next to each other. So these two are entitled Sleeping Man 1 and Sleeping Man 2.
They're different men.
So they are actually different men. And to uncloak the secret, they are actually passed out and around the corner from each other. So when Tier 2 did find them, serendipitously, these two men are almost dressed exactly the same. and are passed out perhaps from a night of drinking. And I think these two photographs really play a large role in looking at the rest of the photographs, where you think about recovery and you see these people and they're not perfect examples of pristine life, right? Recovery is ugly. Recovery is hard. These two men are literally recovering from drinking too much. And this is what recovery looks like. These are the realities of recovery. So you can kind of use that as a metaphor for recovering from a natural disaster or anything like that. And how this is set up is kind of like this double vision, right? Where you have these two moments, but also this kind of beautiful moment where their head is right next to the plant growing by the dilapidated architecture that surrounds them as well.
I like the fact that's the one spot where we see a little bit of color, a little bit of hope. It's this flower over this man's head. And what serendipity.
The magic of these two photographs, it goes beyond kind of the poetics and the serendipity, but the mystery that kind of surrounds it. And that you have to take a look at both of them and make sure that they are different and that there isn't this trick being played. And the most magical thing about this is that there is no trick, that these are two actual men passed out at the same time, dressed like each other, right? And sometimes that kind of truth is a really strange, stranger than fiction.
That's Jason Judd, curator at the University Galleries in Normal. East Southeast will next travel to Rockford's Art Museum for a showing this summer. There will also be an exhibition catalog of the show published this spring. I'm Laura Kennedy.